Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of prayer and specifically prayers of authority. Today we're going to get into the seven areas of the prayers of authority. Remember, we've talked about Jesus got the authority and he gave that authority to us. He delivered us out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given you authority over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, we're in this position of authority. And this particular word in the Greek, exousia, means authority or the right to rule or spiritual jurisdiction. And it denotes the freedom to act and having authority for the action. And literally, this word means to be out or to be out of yourself, indicating that this is a delegated authority in which we are really acting beyond ourselves, like we have a power of attorney with the authority delegated to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. And with our authority, we have the right to enforce the spiritual laws of God. We have the right to rule, dominate, control, and hold in check Satan and all of his works through the prayers of authority. Now, these seven prayers of authority, the first one, which we've begun to talk about, is the area of binding, the prayer of binding. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, and Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, there are two scriptures that deal with binding. The word bind is the Greek word deo, which means to tie up or to restrict by legal authority. And the purpose in binding is to tie up Satan's demonic spirits or the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, and restrict their activity in people and in the heavenlies. And it also is linked together with other operations of prayers of authority in order to destroy the works of the enemy, and you'll see this as we go on. Matthew 12:29, the Bible says, "How else can you enter a strong man's house and spoil his goods except you first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house?" The spoiling is when they cast out the spirits, but what preceded that was the binding. And this is what they did. They bound the strong man, and then they spoil the works. And this is what we're to do. We want to bind the demonic spirits in people and around them. We can bind the demonic spirits in the heavenlies before we spoil their works. Matthew 16, verse 19. The Bible says that I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, the word heaven in this particular scripture is plural in all three cases. It literally says this, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. Keys are means of access. Kingdom refers to the rule and the reign of God, and we are in the position of ruling and reign in the heavens in this dispensation. We have authority over the devil and all of his works, and we have to come against the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. And we've been given that authority to bind them. Binding, remember, is to tie up. When you bind them, you do it very simply by speaking words in prayer of, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you can speak to that specific spirit. Let's say you're binding a spirit of witchcraft. You say, I bind you spirits of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Could be in a person, could be over a household, could be over a workplace, could be over a city or over a nation, whatever area that you are involved in praying for. And you do it in the name of Jesus, and you speak forth as you are doing it, because you've been given the authority. Otherwise, you don't go to God and ask the Father to bind the demonic spirits. God's given us the authority, and he's given us the responsibility. Now, how long do these spirits stay bound? The effect when you speak takes effect immediately as long as you believe it. If you don't believe, it's not going to happen. But if you believe that when you bind the demonic spirits or the principalities that they're bound, it takes effect immediately. However, this is not something that's going to continue and stay that way, especially when you're dealing with people, because it can be undone by people. Otherwise, you could bind spirits of fornication in a person, and that would stop their work, but at the same time they could yield to the temptation of fornication and allow those spirits to start operating in them. Otherwise, it doesn't stop a person from walking in the ways of destruction. We don't have authority over people's wills, remember. We only have authority over the demonic spirits that we can bind to stop their activity. They can yield to the devil if they want to, or they can, of course, yield to God. And so they're going to stay bound until something allows them to operate. And this is something that you want to do on a regular basis. If you're praying for someone, be binding the demon spirits on a regular basis and holding them bound. If you're dealing with some situations yourself, like in the midst of danger, you want to bind those demon spirits and declare they're bound and don't doubt or don't have any drawing back from that, and then they will stay bound. You have authority, and you can bind the demonic spirits in the heavenlies. And again, this is also involved with other operations of authority to cast down or to cast out those spirits. A lot of these prayers of authority go together. The second area, which we've already begun to talk about in that scripture, Matthew 16:19, is loosing. Loosing is the Greek word luo, which means to untie, to release, or free from restraint. And when you loose, you are going to be spoiling the works of Satan. You're going to be untying, releasing that person, freeing that person or place or whatever area that the spirit is operating, free it from Satan's restraint. Remember that? Whatsoever you loose on earth, and the position of loosing or binding is from earth. We are the ones that take authority, and it affects the heavenlies. There's a scripture in Luke chapter 13, verse 11, where a woman had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was bowed together and could no wise lift herself up. Jesus called her to him, and he said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." What did he do? He untied the hold of that spirit of infirmity that had her bound, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And this is the fact that Satan had her bound. In fact, he went on in verse 16 and said, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed or untied from this bond on the Sabbath day?" She had a spirit of infirmity, and Jesus loosed her, untied the hold of that, laid hands on her, and she was made whole. But notice the first thing he did. He dealt with the spiritual source, which was a spirit of infirmity. And you can do this. You have authority to loose, and you can untie the hold and release and free someone from the bondages of the enemy by loosing them. So you would simply say, "I loose so-and-so from spirits of whatever it might be. I loose you from the spirits of infirmity." That is untying and releasing the person from that position of bondage. A third area of taking authority and operating the prayer of authority is casting out. And this is an area which is important to cast out demonic spirits out of people. In Matthew, the Bible talks about in Mark 16:17, first of all, that these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, that they shall cast out demonic spirits. So all of us have been given authority, and we're supposed to cast them out. And there's a case where Jesus cast them out in Mark chapter 1, where one had an unclean spirit, and when he began to cast it out, he told that thing to come out of him. In verse 25, he said, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And that's exactly what we do when we cast out demonic spirits. We command them to come out. You say, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come out." You command them to come out. And many people think, well, I'll just command it to come out one time and it'll leave and that'll solve the problem. But that's not so. The tense of how Jesus said it in verse 25, when it says, "Jesus rebuked him saying," the word "saying," the tense of that verb shows how often he said it. It was not in the aorist tense where he said it one time. It was in the present tense denoting that he said it and continued to say it until he saw the desired results. He said, "Hold thy peace and come out of him," and then you can tell there was a period of time before it left, because the next verse says, "And when the unclean spirit had torn him," so it was tearing at him for a little bit, "and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him." Otherwise, we speak and we continue to speak, and you must understand prayers of authority can be continually released by you speaking forth words that are releasing authority to affect the operation of that authority. And what we're doing when we're casting out demonic spirits, the Greek word for cast out is the word ekbalo. Balo means to throw. Ek is a prefix meaning out, so it means to throw out. And you are commanding the demonic spirits to come out of a person. You can repeatedly command it, and you're essentially throwing them out. And this is why you need to, of course, do this continually, because spirits are resistant. They don't want to come out. they consider a person their house. They want to stay in them, and they will not come out until they're forced out by the power of God. As we cast them out, God will set us free, and a person will be liberated from these demonic spirits' hold in their life. Praise the Lord. There's another area that we want to talk about, and this is the area of casting down, a fourth area of a prayer of authority. To cast down, we're casting down from the heavenlies or from a position of authority. You cast out to get rid of spirits out of a person. You cast down to cast them down that are influencing a person from the outside or a household or a city. This is what you do when you're involved in warfare, in intercession. You're going to cast down these strongholds. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10, he said, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. And he said the fact that what was he going to do? He was going to throw them down. He was going to overthrow them. He was going to destroy their works. And this is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take authority and throw down, cast down, overthrow, and destroy all of the works of the enemy. This is something you do when you cast down these principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. And this is something that we've got to learn to do, is to take the authority that we have and take dominion. There's a scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, where it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heavens, it's plural, that's the rule and the reign of the heavens, suffereth violence. Literally, that means is being invaded, and the violent or the invaders are seizing it or taking it by force. And that's exactly what we're doing. We are entering into the rule and the reign of the heavenlies with our prayers, prayers of authority, and we are invading the control of the demonic powers. We're casting them down and overthrowing their works in people's lives. God wants you to bind the demonic spirits and loose and untie their hold. Cast out demonic spirits out of people and cast down the stronghold from the heavenlies and see the prayers of authority stop the works of Satan. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street, North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.